Welcome back, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. Just had somebody walk in and say it's already broken 80 degrees out there. It's going to be a grilling weekend. And if you don't have a grill, you got to come down and see us. We're live at Garrett's Appliance at 2410 28th Street. That's the corner of 28th and Byron Center. And they have got a grillapalooza going on here.
I just thought of another grilling safety tip.
What's that?
Never grill in a Speedo.
That's
just,
right.
Just saying.
And you got to wear socks.
Right now on the live line, we've got Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill. Kenny, good morning.
Or European man thong.
Good morning, Bob.
Kenny, out there?
We've got him somewhere out there. We're having a little phone trouble again this Saturday morning. So if we can't hear from Kenny sitting right across from us right now,
there you go.
We've got David Israel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kenny's on? Well, David, you can interview Kenny.
I'll let you do that. All right.
Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, dude. We want to talk about some summer wines right now, and we want to know also when you're coming up to Grand Rapids again, because it's my turn to buy you a glass.
I'll tell you what, man. You guys have made me more hungry at 9:15 in the morning than ever before. The way you guys have talked about food this morning, I thought I was watching the Food Network, but my mouth's watering.
So some good summer wines, and I want to touch briefly on that Southwest Michigan wine trail because we're going to hook up a little trip down there. So tell me three good wines to go in with summertime grilling.
Summertime grilling, you're going to do a dry French-style rosé that we do out of Cabernet Franc. I think some guys up north wineries do it out of Pinot Noir. Either way, you can't go wrong. Something you can do ice cold, or you can even, you know, in the wintertime when you're grilling, do it room temp. Either way, it's going to pair up with either a salmon off the grill or a really, really good steak, especially with a spicy rub. Another good white, pure white, I would go with a Chardonnay. Chardonnay is not a grape that you hear a ton about. Different than Chardonnay, I think it complements grilling food a little bit better because it's got a tiny bit of like a natural citrus that comes out of this fruit. It's a grape that you find anywhere in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, because it grows really, really well in cold climates. You see a lot of wineries blend it. I think it's better by itself, especially when you're pairing it with food. Third, I would go Pinot Gris, just because Michigan is starting to really, really, really produce some good ones. If you're having something that you're not really going to have a sauce with or not really going to have a rub with, I would almost have a Northern Michigan Pinot Gris because they've got a little bit more of a mineral aspect to them. Whereas if you're doing like a spicy rub or you're doing like a lemon marinade or something of that nature, go with a Pinot Gris from down here because ours down here have a little bit more of that fruit character.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we're talking with Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill. So the Pinot Gris that Tabor Hill makes?
Yeah.
Don't you have a slightly different version of it also?
You know, we had brought in that grape in from Washington, I think, until about 2001. And then locally, we had planted about 4 acres. And we've chosen to do it in the Gris style, opposed to the Grigio. You know, the French do a Gris, Italian will do a Grigio. It's the same grape, two different countries, call it two different things. And basically, the differential in style is when it's done in the Gris, you're going to see a tiny bit more oak exposure. You're going to see a little bit less acidity. And in my opinion, that's going to pair up with food a lot better. And, you know, at Tabriel, having a restaurant 360-some days out of the year, we try to make most of our wines as food-friendly as possible. And what we've seen out of Pinot Gris, what was a science experiment in the vineyard, has become one of our best commodities, especially when it comes to the dinner table, because it's such a...
Okay. We are having trouble with our audio feed, but that was Kenny Peterson from Tabor Hill. Thanks a lot, Kenny, if you can hear us. We are live. This is the Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob, and I'm in here with Randy, and we're at 2410 28th Street Southwest, and we are at Garrett's Appliance for a giant tent sale. Right across the table from me right now I have David Israel, and your family is legendary. When you think of furniture in Grand Rapids, those two words go together. When you think of furniture in Grand Rapids, Israel's fits right in there.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our family has been in the furniture business here in Grand Rapids for three generations, over 70 years here in this city working in the furniture industry.
So you're third generation.
I'm third generation. Mm-hmm. And our family is now partnered with the Gorman's organization out of the east side of the state of Michigan. And our family is managing the Gorman's new furniture store here in Grand Rapids.
Which is at your old location.
That's right. Right, yeah. At the corner of 28th Street and Breton Road on the southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Now, you told me something that blew my mind here while we were on commercial break. You and I've been a huge, and I feel embarrassed because I didn't know this, but I've loved the Lloyd Flanders line for years. I've been in this industry for 20 years, and they're always at the shows, and I always look at their stuff and go, man, I wish I could just buy some of that someday. Lloyd, you said they're made in Michigan.
It is a little-known secret that Lloyd Flanders is a 100-year-old Michigan manufacturing furniture company.
Okay, are you hearing that, folks? You want to buy some outdoor furniture for your patio. The biggest, one of the biggest names in the business from a professional level is Lloyd Flanders. I mean, it even sounds cool, but it's a phenomenal line. It's a quality line, and it's made in Michigan. Hit the brakes. Again, do not run down to that import place because you've got Michigan-made product, and I'm looking at a brochure here, and it's like, I want that right around my pool right now. That's some gorgeous stuff. Wicker, cast aluminum.
Hundreds of different styles that you can choose from, customized in your choice of finish, fabric, size, traditional, transitional, contemporary, everything for the outdoor living environment that so many people are adding to their homes. We live here in Michigan where we have a short window of time to enjoy the outdoors, so we want it to be the best it can be. And Lloyd Flanders has the product that can customize your outdoor living environment to be a true retreat for you at your home.
I think it's really funny that you have to go to the UP to find a deck furniture company because they don't even have summer. I mean, they get like 6 weeks of bad skiing.
It is a funny little location to think of manufacturing happening.
And you said Menominee?
Menominee, Michigan.
Oh, man, I go walleye fishing there.
David, when somebody walks into the store at Gorman's, there's, you know, you can get a little starry-eyed. There's a lot of things that that you guys have there in a fabulous selection. But what should I have in mind? What kind of questions would you ask me when I walk in that I need to be prepared to answer when I'm choosing patio furniture?
When you're looking for patio furniture, there's a couple of things that you need to be thinking about before you come in. One is having a definition of the space that you are going to be filling. So many people come in and think they have an idea of how large their deck, their patio,
great,
outdoor area is, and they get totally confused inside our environment. We actually have a 15,000 square foot patio at our store.
Right. We could put a few grills on that, Bob.
It's bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Now I got patio envy.
You're right.
Well, you know, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking with David Israel from Gorman's / the Old Israel store, and it's really cool that you're running that show there because, I mean, you just know everybody, all your old clients, and your grandpa started a great business, your dad ran a great business, and he's still an icon of this marketplace. It's very cool that you just had that beautiful transition and could keep all of us happy because we hate to not be able to go into a store that we really love. And I mean, you guys have just been in thousands and thousands of homes, but you know, this furniture you've got here, you showed me specials on your stuff for pricing that you're selling this, what I would have considered really, really high quality furniture. Those look like prices I see in the big box store.
One of the other brands that we carry at our store is Woodard Aluminum. Woodard Aluminum is made in Owosso, Michigan.
Excellent.
Another Michigan company.
Right by Kogel.
And we have patio sets that start at $8.99 from Woodard. So
yeah,
it's something that is affordable for everyone.
Okay, are you listening, Michigan? You got to buy your own furniture because the dude next to you doesn't have a job right now.
That's right. We are, as you know, the Grilling Guys are huge on Michigan-made products. And those got two great examples and a Michigan family here that's purveying this stuff. I mean, it's this is a great, great combination,
yeah,
right here in our own West Michigan.
That's right. Two great brands of lawn furniture. And, again, you got to go to Gorman's to find this stuff. And that's a huge store. You got a 15,000-square-foot patio out back. Okay, you've got Gorman's with all this great Michigan furniture. You got Kenny Peterson with all that great Michigan wine. You've got Garrett's Appliance with all these awesome American-made grills. Throwing a little meat from Spartan, and it's a good day.
That's right. It is a great day to get out.
Could somebody bring me a
grill.
Cigar?
Yeah, a Michigan-made cigar.
No, I want a Cuban. Sorry, I'm going commie on that one. Actually, Dominican Republic makes just as good a cigar now, so we won't tap into Cigar Dave's market, though. So, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11, and we are down at Garrett's Appliance. You've got to come down here. It's 2410 28th Street Southwest, and this place is full of deals. It's got grills all over the place. And right now we're talking with David Israel from Gorman's, and we're going to have to wrap it up pretty quick, but Randy's got something else.
Oh, I do, because I want everybody to know that our friends at Kogel's have given us a bunch of certificates to give away today for free packs of hot dogs. So for the next five of you that hit us on Facebook and let us know that you're a hot dog lover, we'll get your name and address from you, and we'll send you out a certificate for a couple packs of Kogel Viennas.
They're Viennas, that's right.
That's right.
There's a big difference between a Vienna and a hot dog, and the Vienna has a natural casing, and Kogel Viennas, it's just heaven. I mean, it's you bite into it, there's a little crunch, and then the flavor takes you to a different place, and I do know the secret. I can't say it on the air. I have been privy to that.
It's the snap, baby.
There's a special ingredient that's got military secrets behind it.
Does it? Yeah. We had a couple of you sign in last week and do this. Zach Lee and Eric Latham. It's good to have you guys sign on. We got your certificates out to you in the mail, so hit us there on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Grilling Guy. You can also get us 24/7 on thegrillingguys.com and check us out. We'll be putting a lot of these recipes and a lot of this information up that we've talked about today. So
and coming up, we've got T-Gid calling in from Lafayette, Louisiana. And T-Gid's a buddy of mine down there, and he owns the Percy Goodry Company. And I get a chance to actually go down there, and he doesn't know it yet, but I'm coming down to visit him. So we're going to listen to T-Gid talk about some Cajun meatballs, some chicken fricassee kind of thing, fricassee meatballs. He's a funny guy. He's hysterical. You can hit the Percy Goodry website and check out his videos. He's a good one dealer. He grills and smokes.
Yeah, you know what? I almost forgot about our friends down at Margie's Donut Den, too. They provided 10 dozen of donuts for us this morning. They're celebrating their anniversary.
I love Margie.
But in addition to the Raging Cajun that's going to throw down that meatball fricassee, we've got the three great beers that are going to go with three grilling meats that we're going to get from Hot Cat. And then we're going to talk to you a little bit about fighting back those monster mosquitoes that are in your backyard. So we're the Grilling Guys, 107.3. We got another hour to go. We're here at Garrett's Appliance. Stick with us. We'll be right back.